from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcaster who, you know, don't worry. I won't be a baby for New Year's. I mean, I probably will act like a baby sometimes, especially if I'm up after like 10:30 PM, but I'm here to, you know, kind of baby you off into dreamland. Welcome to Sleep With Me. These are all intro episodes we put out over the holiday season. I'll talk more about it in a second, but so glad you're here. Hope you enjoy this show into the new year. We're going to have new episodes, Great British Bake Off episodes coming out, trip to IKEA, and a lot more cool stuff coming just as soon as next week. New episodes of Sleep With Me come out Sunday night and Wednesday night. And I'll see you in 2024, everybody. I mean, I'm already, you know, I don't know where I am right now that you're listening to this. But I'm looking forward to being in your ears and keeping you company because I know how it feels. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. This is an all-intro episode for the holiday interlude, one of the most most popular things we do. And people seem to love it. So, if you really love all-intro episodes, join Sleep With Me Plus at the Boar Besties or the Boar Friend level. You'll get two all-intros every month, and I don't even know how many hundreds of all-intro episodes are already in that. You get a podcast feed with just all-intros and all-night episodes in addition to the ad-free episodes, the story-only episodes, the bonus shows, and you can get it for 7 days free. Check it out at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. But I know everybody loves these, so that's why I put them out as a gift to everybody who loves the all intros all year long. It couldn't do without all you. And, you know, at these times of the changes of the year, I'm so grateful I get to help people that are going through something I can relate to how it feels and how I can help where I was helped in the past by comedy radio, help give you some relief and help you to wind down and ease you off into dreamland. So wherever, however you celebrate the holiday season or the changeover, or if you don't, or you say, I mean, I know a lot of people I'm friends with, it's not easy. That's why we put out episodes instead of taking a total break. And we have these special all intro interludes. So it'll be two of them. I hope you enjoy. Thanks so much, everybody. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. Sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is one part of the podcast, and we need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported our sponsors, because I know so many of you get so much out of this ad-supported feed that is free to everybody. So you might want to do a finger clap along, since you're maybe already in bed or winding down. And I want to thank Melanie, who supported ZocDoc. Use that ZocDoc app, which is free. ZocDoc.com/sleep. Download that ZocDoc app. Melanie was looking for a new doctor, looking for someone for primary care, and use that ZocDoc app. So easy to find somebody. And then let ZocDoc know about it. Let me know about it. Melanie used our link. Thank you, Melanie. All right. Would you love to hear your name here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone? Support a sponsor. Take a free trial. Take that Helix quiz. And then let the sponsor know about it. Tag them. Tag me on social media. Is the best way, because then they say, wow, people really love this podcast. We really do get a lot out of supporting sleep with me. It is important to people. That's what your action does. And then they stick around and everybody gets to benefit by you. That's why I take the time to thank people, and I do it in an excited way so I can be here for you for free. So yeah, tag the sponsor, tag me, fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thanks, everybody. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. There's links to resources, including international resources that you could connect with, including right now. It's also about being a part of a community, being a part of positive change. It's not just saying Black Lives Matter. It's not just saying stop AAPA. It's not just saying support Ukraine. It's taking action, learning more, and then taking action. And if you listen to these, you know, I heard about Hand in Hand from RBG. It was one of her favorite charities. And it's never been a more important time to support organizations like Hand in Hand right now. You know, it started with only 50 children in 1998, and Hand in Hand now has 6 campuses and thousands of Jewish and Arab students. And Hand in Hand's motto is, partnership is the only way forward. Together we learn, together we hurt, together we support. And you could support Hand in Hand. You could use the link in our resources or go to handinhandk12.org to support the work they're doing. Because if you're listening to this, you know how important that work is. Also, there's other organizations we're supporting in our show notes. So use those links. And be a part of. Let me know about it. Thank you so much. Mystery Bard, a lot of people work really hard on this show. Who are they? Posty poster song. Sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness.
sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bart. Don't forget, we've launched Sleep With Me Plus by the time you're hearing this. And if you're not in a position to support the show and you don't want to miss out on Sleep With Me Plus and all it has to offer, sign up for our referral program. And as you refer people to the program, you could get access to Sleep With Me Plus to ad-free episodes and story-only episodes. And you could do that at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. That's R-E-F-E-R. sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, or use the link in our show notes. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing? Trouble getting to sleep? Trouble getting to sleep? Trouble remembering? It's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, a physical sensation, changes in time or temperature, changes in routine, could be things on your mind you're thinking about. That happens to me pretty often. It could be feelings or emotions carrying over from the day or the past or the future. It could be any of those things. It could be physical sensations, whatever's keeping you awake, or it could be any of those other things. It could be anything. It could be something baffling. But whatever it is, I'm here to take your mind off of that, to keep you company. And the way I'm doing it is, yeah, I'm trying to establish or send you this safe place. Or, whether I'm there, I'm nearby, or I'm, whether I'm in the vicinity. You know, I love that word. Or I'm not. You just say, Scoot said, I prefer you in a speaker across the room. Or placed under my pillow, or maybe I'm right here in your earbud. So I'm here, and I don't know if you can sense it, but I'm smoothing, I'm padding, and I'm rubbing down this safe place. One of the ways I do it is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I go off time. So that means I go off. So that means creaky dulcet tones. It means that my voice is a bit different. It's not melodious or catchy. Or you say, well, it's, yeah, creaky dulcet tones. It's a sound you're aware of. I always use the mourning dove. And I know there's a lot of mourning dove fans out there. But for the most part, and I stand firmly in this place, mourning doves come in and out of my awareness. Literally, I don't know if this would happen because I'm not a bird. Like, I'm a bird. I'm not a birder. I'm a fan of birds, though. But you test this out. Now, not every place in the world probably has a mourning dove. So maybe there's another a dove with an interesting sound. I don't think a mourning dove makes a cooing type sound. And it's very distinctive. So maybe you have a common, and I'm not saying you're common mourning doves. I'm using it as a illustrative point, I guess. A bird that sounds pretty often, or that you assume, and I'm making an ass out of mourning doves and me as normal. But maybe your area has a bird sound that's pretty common. And it could be, you say, well, but what about all the singing birds are rolling their eyes at me or, giving me the for a bird, you could give me the side eye. It's probably pretty, it probably is natural. And you say, okay, enough with the dad jokes about birds, Scoots. Okay, so. But so I really like the mourning dove sound. It makes me feel good. But I'm sure that during 99% of my walks, there's a mourning dove sound, and I'm just now, I'm consumed with my own stuff. But every once in a while, I hear it and it triggers me to be in the moment, or I'm trying to stay in the moment and I notice it. Now, what was my, now I rambled so much I forgot my point. I mean, I guess my point was, send my voice, well, oh, creaky dulcet tones. But you would never say, so the morning dove is a soothing thing, but you're not, it isn't like something that's, like some of those tweeting birds, especially when they start early, you could say, okay, enough with the singing. Great, the sun's up, but you're happy. I get it. Or you're mating, whatever it is. Like, I'm not in the mood for it. With a morning dove, you say, oh, there's a morning dove. Now, I'm sure someone has a diary of when a morning dove moved in. The morning dove above, you know, where I sleep or something, that someone wrote a poem or an ode or an anti-ode. And they said, you know, like, I've learned to loathe the morning dove. I mourn every time, it, you know, that's, I mourn my sleep is so lost. So that, but that's not what happens with this podcast. I mean, it does for some people. So creaky dulcet tones are it's so my voice, you see, well, it's kind of memorable and forgettable at the same time. I guess that was my, I could have said it like that, but then I wouldn't have a sleep podcast. Creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders. I guess I don't have to explain that because, you know, I just did an example of it. So if you're new, well, first of all, if you're a regular listener, welcome back. I'm so happy to be here in your ears or nearby, to be here to keep you company. So thank you so much for that. But what was my other point? So I'm glad you're here. Oh, so if you're a new listener, so a few things to know. This podcast does not work for everybody, but for the people it works for, it usually takes two or three tries. So see how it goes is what I would say. Give it a few tries and just see how it goes. That's what most listeners say over the years. They've said, like, I've probably heard it like hundreds of thousands of times. So give it a few tries, see how it goes. That's the first thing. Now, if you're new, if you're skeptical or doubtful or unsure, that's another thing. That's perfectly natural. That's how most people arrive at this podcast. You see, this is confusing. This person's, I don't even know, is this a sleep podcast or a podcast about, anti-odes? And I say, well, no, I don't think I could fill 50 minutes with anti-odes. Antiodes, the breath mint for poets that, it's the breath mint that doesn't work. So if there's no poetry in your heart, and you want your breath to reflect that, use antiodes. Find them only in Scooter's for sale in Scooter's imagination. Antiodes. You don't say that when you have them. You don't say that. Neither does anyone else. Antiodes. When you're feeling good and you want to feel, you know, you say you want, you don't, you're fed up with feeling good. Have yourself an antiode. Write yourself an antiode. When you think of the sound of a bird that sounds amazing, when you've tired of bird song, write an antiode. Antiodes, tonight's sponsor. Find them nowhere. But you could imagine, you know, you could imagine it and then find it. So new listeners, sorry. So the show's a bit different. It's meant to kind of be consumed loosely, like listening to Morning Doves. That's not a super active thing, except for maybe some people. So I almost already over-explained it. Just kind of let you say, oh, there it is again. I wonder, I wonder why I don't notice morning dove songs all the time. Is it because they're not always singing or I'm not always noticing? Is that a cosmic paradox or just one of my many issues with trying to stay in the moment? So kind of listen to the podcast in that way. Barely listen. That's what a lot of regular listeners do. The other thing is this podcast isn't really here to put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company as you fall asleep. So if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here for an hour. If you need a lot of time, the shows are an hour to give you plenty of time to drift off. But I'm more here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie. If you're a surfer, your boar bra. Whatever it is, that's the role I'm applying for. So, yeah, I'm here to just keep you company as you drift off, to take your mind off of stuff. The other thing new listeners will usually need to know is structurally what to expect. And this can really throw, this can get the steam coming out of people's ears, because, oh boy, do they let me hear about it. So I just want to tell you this, and you say, oh, okay, it's been addressed. Or I'll validate, you don't need to email me, I'll just validate your strong feelings if you're still here. But usually those people are already gone. They usually fast forward to 20 minutes, and then they listen for a few more minutes, and then they go. And it's a legitimate thing. This structure of the show is very different. She starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. Because I want to greet you and let you know this is a place I'm trying to keep and make safe and greet you. And that you're welcome here. Then there's business. That's how we keep the show coming out twice a week, on Wednesdays and Sundays, or Sundays and Wednesdays. That's the business part of the show. Then there's the intro. So the business is probably from like minute one to minute six or something, or five, I don't know. Then from that five or six to 20-ish is the intro. Now the intro is just, it's a big part of the show. It's actually like, yeah, 30% of the show or something. It's a part of the method, but it's optional. So some listeners, about 2%, skip ahead to 20 minutes. So it is optional, but, what was I going to say? I already forgot. Like this part of the method. Oh, but the intro, the whole idea of the intro is it eases you into bedtime. For a new listener, you say, okay, I get the idea. This doesn't make any sense. That's what takes two or three tries. Then for the regular listener, they start listening to the show as they're getting ready for bed, as they're preparing for bed, as they're starting the bedtime routine and their wind down routine, or when they get in bed and they're getting comfortable turning out the lights and pressing play. So the intro, at least in my experience of struggling with sleep, is that it takes a while to ease off. I want to give you time to ease off and slowly take you away. So that at some point you just stop listening to me. But I want to reassure you that I'll be here. So if you wake up or you can't sleep or you want to run the podcast all night, it'll be here for you. So that's the purpose of the intro, is a long landing strip. Then there's there's business. Then there'll be the story. Tonight will be our episodically modular serialized series, Odder Things, which you can listen to in any order because we catch you up at the beginning of every episode. And that's about otters and like other friends that live in a swamp together. So, and just them, you know, exploring their story. So it's a nice little thing. All is well. That's what Emma Otter says at the beginning of every episode, or all will be well. So that's the structure of the show. Another thing to know is the reason why I make the show. I mean, not only am I good at going off topic and I have creaky dulcet tones and I have tons of superfluous and pointless meanders. Those come natural to me. But the main reason I make the show is because I've been there. I know how it feels. Tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. I've been through all that. So if I can help, it would be my honor to help. To take your mind off stuff, to keep you company, even if you can't sleep. That's one of the main things I always craved. And it's just hard. Like, even if you have a partner or you have a big family, you know, naturally, a lot of other people are going to be asleep. So I always felt that, like, a little bit of feeling, I just want somebody to be there to say, hey, I'm going to be here to keep you company. Whether you're asleep or awake, I'm here. I'll be talking to you, telling you a story. So that's why I make the show is, one, I know how it feels there in the deep, dark night. The other reason I make the show, and it kind of goes on the flip side of that, is I believe you deserve a good night's sleep, and that the world, your world, and our world will be a much better place if you can be rested, and if you can live a fuller and flourishing life, and being rested is just a part of that, one small step. So if I can help, that would be my honor. It really would be like it's just something that is very worth it to me. So I'm here to help, and yeah, I guess that's it. Like, give the show a few tries, see how it goes. But I'm really glad you took the time to check this show out. See if it works for you. Give it a few tries. Yes, I'm repetitive. I repeat myself, but I'm here to help. Thanks so much for coming by. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring this podcast twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, like things on your mind that you're thinking about. So thoughts, feelings, physical sensations. So anything coming up for you mentally or in your mind, you know, coming up emotionally, feelings or physical feelings. It could be changes in time or temperature. Whatever it is, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And what I'm going to do is I'm trying to create this safe place. I'm trying to smooth it. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. It's very roomy. It's a safe place I could send to you. And one of the ways I send it to you is by sending my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to have pauses that are not pregnant with meaning, or I guess they're pregnant with meaning, like to say, hey, like I'm here to help. Or is it more like, hey, I'm trying to think of what I'm going to say next and I have no idea. That's more like with a message. I'm going to go off topic, get mixed up. The whole idea of the show is I'm going to take your mind off stuff while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, a couple of things to know, like right up front, I want you to know that most people come to this show skeptical and doubtful, and they actually remain that way for one or two listens. It takes two or three tries to get used to this show. So if you were going to make a free investment, it would be that investment of your time. And literally, I do the thank yous that are at the end of the show before I start record the intro, because it always helps me remind me who's listening, that you're listening, and I need to respect that. But I got a healthy reminder of like six or seven reviews in a row of people that 5-star reviews that said, hey, it took two or three tries. The first time I did not like this podcast. So if you're feeling like that, that's totally normal. And I would say, hey, give it a try. But the podcast just might not work. It doesn't work for everybody. But out of all those people that just took the time, and that's like a big lift to say, well, I'm going to go on a podcast app. I'm going to write a review with my thumbs and figure out how to do that. That means that their skepticism, that it's kind of true. That's like, wow, I listened to this two or three tries. I want people to know that. And I only say that to give it a chance, but that also, it's okay if it doesn't work. I wish this podcast worked for everybody. Because if it was, I'd be podcasting from a yacht, but it just doesn't work for everybody. So I hope it can work for you. So see how it goes. That's probably the most important piece of information, is that if you're skeptical or doubtful, it's totally normal and the usual reaction to the show. And that, two, kind of give it a try. Three, going along those lines, is kind of listen to it loosely or out of focus or barely pay any attention. Because, yeah, I'm not going to really get to anything sensible, or it's not going to make a whole lot of sense. This is not a cohesive podcast. So the main way to listen is just kind of get comfortable and then say, okay, let me see how this goes here. Let me see. I'm not so sure about the, well, okay, well, I don't know. Let me get comfortable and just barely kind of listen to this person. So that's one thing, is this is a one podcast not meant to be totally listened to, but you could. Because the other side of it is it's a podcast that's really more here to keep you company while you fall asleep. I'm not really a podcast that puts you to sleep, even though I kind of say that just to try to make it make sense. I'm more of a sleep offering. I'm here around the campfire talking as you get in your bedroll and you get cozy and drift off. The only difference is that there's no social expectation that you pay any attention to me or give me any attention or pretend you're listening. You don't even have to pretend you're listening to me. Though, as I do like to talk about, it can be pretty fun to say, uh-huh, Scoots, uh-huh. Like, even if you're interrupting me or gently talking over, uh-huh, oh, yeah, totally. Uh-huh, oh, yeah, oh, boy, okay, Scoots, uh-huh, totally could see how you'd feel that way. Uh-huh, like, sometimes I fall asleep like that, mm-hmm, oh, yeah. Well, no, okay, not that part. So see how it goes. Don't really pay me any attention. No pressure to fall asleep. The reason the show's about an hour is to give you plenty of time to drift off. You could drift off at your leisure. And then if you can't sleep, you know I'm going to be here. You know, there's some listeners, and maybe that's you, like that are listening to the podcast because they can't sleep, or they're up at night, or they're trying to get to bed during the day because they work second or third shift, or they're on call. And I'm here for you. Whether I can put you to sleep or just keep you company, that's really important to me, too. In fact, I would say that's the higher mission of the podcast. And to make a joke, then there's people that are in a higher mission of listening to podcasts right now. I'm here for you, too, to make you giggle. So those are a couple of things. And I thought of something else I was going to say in there, and then I forgot it. But what else? Structure the show. That's the next thing that can throw new people off. So let me explain that to you. So show starts out with a greeting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. Then I try to say something funny, but that is also shows that I have a confused sense of humor. I confuse what's humorous and what's ridiculous. And so I was talking about the cinnamon spice. Then there's business. That's how we bring the podcast out twice a week. Not super important for like new people, but and that's a few minutes. Then there's an intro. Now, the intro is the big bulk, the first third of the show. So the intro is around 12 to 20 minutes of the podcast. And it's just me doing this, what we've been doing for the past 10 minutes or so, which is kind of explaining what the podcast is, going off topic, being a little bit silly. So it introduces the show to a new listener like you, but then a regular listener like you, and if you become a regular listener or you already are one, even if you want to test out something new, the idea of the intro is it's part of your bedtime wind down routine. And that you get ready for bed and you're listening, or you're in bed getting comfortable and you're listening, or you're doing some other wind down activity. Maybe you're sipping at a bedtime tea. Maybe you're looking at the sky. I don't know. Maybe you're quiet sitting. Maybe you're I don't know if journaling would be the best, but maybe you're drawing or doodling or knitting or hooking. Maybe you're painting. I mean, that's great. So whatever it is, the intro is kind of meant to be to wind down with you. If you're a regular listener, if you're a new listener, it kind of just gives you a lay of the land, which is like kind of meandering. And you say, wait a second, are those undulating hills? And I say, maybe they could be. I like the way you think about hills. I love undulating hills. So that's the intro. Then there's business between the intro and the episode. Then there's an episode. Tonight we'll be talking about Doctor Who, of all things. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, trees and multiforms. But I can guarantee by the end of the episode, you might be saying, "Doctor, was that episode about Doctor Who or whom?" Because I don't really remember that one. Or you may say, "I don't watch Doctor Who." Or I watched it like back in the 20 years ago, and I said, don't worry, this is going to be sleepy, and you don't need to know the show at all. You'll get a pretty good idea as I tell it to you in a nice, calming, meandering fashion. Then there'll be some thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show and the kind of rules of what to expect. The other things are that the reason I make the show is for you, because you deserve some rest. If you're on call or you're working second or third shift, or you got stuff on your mind or feelings or physical sensations, you deserve some respite from that and a place where you could at least get some relaxation, if not some sleep. If I can't give you a little break, maybe I could take your mind off stuff as you drift off. So you do deserve a good night's sleep. So that's one thing I want you to know. The other thing I want you to know is that I've been there. I know how it feels, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. I have all of those in varying degrees. And so, I'm happy to help because I know how it feels. And I want to make bedtime less of a chore, less of something you dread, and more something you could look forward to. So that's everything. I mean, the other thing is, and this can be surprising to a lot of people, but a lot of work and thought goes into these shows because it's really important to me. But a lot of the work is nonsensical, because I was thinking of the cinnamon spice at the beginning and then the Spice Girls. And then I was thinking, at some point they became the Spice Women. And then I said, are they getting pitched all the time to do a reboot of the Spice Girls at all? I think they did a reunion tour or a reunion special. So I was thinking that, and I said, it's probably coming. But then I said, what about, remember the Care Bears, right? And you say, what do the Care Bears and the Spice Girls have to do with one? And I'd say, whoa, it's a pretty easy connection to make. So the Care Bears were back in the 90s and the 80s, maybe. And they were different teddy bear type characters. I don't know if they were from the land of Honolulu or something, but they all had different powers based on what was on their belly. Like someone would say, Rainbow Unicorn, I'm Rainbow Unicorn. What were they, the Care Bears? They cared about different things. I think one of them cared about a pot of gold over the rainbow. Another one about, hugs, sleep. They all had different things, very much like these other themed characters and beings. And then I said to myself, I guess that'll be a series we'll do one day, not in the near future, but maybe in the long future, if I remember. I mean, we couldn't use the Spice Girls because obviously that's a brand and Care Bears are a brand. But I was thinking cinnamon spice, you should go over and see Rosemary after that, because you know what I mean? How come there hasn't been any, when did herbal-based and spice-based characters, how come they haven't got their day? You say, what would you rather do? Have rainbow? I said, rainbow peppercorn. Go, you're down? Go see Rainbow Peppercorn. She'll pep you right up. Also, just so you know, I've shared this information. So it is, this is my idea. So don't do the spite. I don't know. I'll think of it. But so that's something to look forward to one day. And that's just how my brain works. And then I slowly tease those thoughts out over a year or two, and eventually make it into a bedtime story you don't need to listen to. I do the work that you don't need to listen to. It's a great deal. And it really is my honor. Making the show is my dream come true. I get to work really hard. It's something that's helpful to you. And then I feel like it's important that the work that goes into it really builds what you don't have to pay attention to in some paradoxical way. But in the end, it's really about you getting a good night's sleep, you deserving a good night's sleep, and me knowing what it feels like on the other side of that. And also being reassured that when you're rested, your world's a better place and our world's a better place. So I think that's it. I'm really glad you're here. I appreciate you checking the show out, giving me your time. Like I said, I work hard. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways we're able to do it for you twice a week. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. We're going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, like things on your mind, maybe your brain's doing something, you know, calculating, remembering, predicting, anticipating, other stuff, or just like, you know, interrupting you, this is a distraction from your brain distraction. Because here's the thing, every time my brain distracts me, it seems like it's like a high priority. Like, do we have any sandals? Look that up? I say, wait a second, I'm trying to get this project done. Well, I'm just wondering if we have any, do you think any sandals are on sale? Because wouldn't some sandals be nice right now? It's really important to me. And they said, well, this is important to me to get this work done. I'm in the middle of a podcast intro, believe it or not. I can see your point about those sandals, though. And my brain would say, well, do you know what a sandals resort is? I've heard of that, and I've seen the ads, but I don't really know what that is. Could you look it up? Maybe there's some deals on sandals resorts or Club Med. You know those things? I've heard about them on TV and movies, but I don't really know what they are. I say, okay, well, what about this podcast? Oh, boy. Well, I mean, what do you think? Don't you think this would be a good time to look that up, though? What if we just go to the Wikipedia? Well, I say, but I'm going to bed. But in this case, I'm making a podcast intro. Usually you're saying that while I'm going to bed. And now you're saying it when I was trying to make an example of it, but then you took me off topic. You're right, though. That isn't, I think they're all inclusive. It's like a, this is just my guess. Either one of those, they may be separate things, but I think they're like a corporation that makes all inclusive resorts. But that's all I know. Okay. Well, we'd know more though if you looked it up. And if you saw that there's any specials or anything, maybe they got a newsletter. Maybe there's a blog about it, like an unofficial blog with reviews and deals. Remember that time? Okay. Anyway, great examples. You did a good job. So that's thoughts, feelings, any feelings that are coming up for you. There might be emotions, longing and a forlorn emotions for deals and information or past regrets or other things. I don't want to put too many words on it. Those might not even be feelings. I'm not sure. Like wondering, is that a feeling you think? Wondering if we're going to find out more. I don't know if wondering's I know I have a feeling when I say I wonder why you're still bringing up Sandals Resorts, which aren't even a sponsor of the show. And with the time of recording this, there's 0.0 chance of us resorting at all. But I got to get back. So thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, if you're experiencing anything physical, that's good. Like, I'm here to take your mind off of this stuff. It could be any other things, changes in schedule, routine, noise, partner noise, weather, or just mystery stuff. Oh boy, that mystery stuff, it keeps me awake, or dreams, or stuff that you say, well, I just woke up. Whatever it is that's keeping me awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky are my dulcet tones. Almost, yeah, like a sandal on an ancient dock going out to a cabana or a bungalow. You're so right, Sandals Brain. And yeah, we'd be creaking a lot less if we had those sandals that you're imagining right there, for sure. You're always correct with that. So thoughts, feelings, what was my point? Oh, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders. You've already got a few of those early. I guess that was more of a superfluous tangent. I'm not sure. But I'm going to go off topic. I'm not going to make a lot of sense. And that's all to take your mind off of stuff while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, few pieces of information. This is a podcast you don't really listen to. That's the first thing you know. You can kind of barely listen. And usually the first time that's not possible because it's not really conducive to the first time. You say, well, I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing and see what you're up to. How are you going to put us to sleep? What's the story? When do you get to that? I say, okay, I'll explain all that. But usually it's best to look at this podcast as if you were on a dock looking at the water. And you never know what the water's going to look like. You say, well, boy, I mean, my sandals part is saying, well, is that a turquoise or is that aquamarine? And I'd say, well, it just depends on the time of day you're out here and the surface of the water. So let's just take it in. So this podcast, the podcast is a bit like that, where you say, well, what's the water like? Is it choppy or is it like a tranquil? You say, well, I don't really know. It's kind of, it's just water. It's got some, it's moving. Small waves, maybe? I don't know. Are small waves choppy? I don't know what to tell you. So this is this podcast is a bit like that. You say, well, it's not clear. So just listen loosely. The other thing to know is that it takes two or three tries to get used to this podcast for most people, maybe 80, 90%. Also, that's just a number that I'm guesstimating. Millions of people have said to me, and I'm not kidding, it took two or three tries before I got used to the podcast, and then I started listening on a regular basis. So give it a few tries. It is free, and it's here, so give it a shot and see how it goes, or give it a couple tests and see how it goes. Oh, the other thing is this podcast really isn't here to put you to sleep. It's just here to keep you company as you fall asleep. I'm more here to be your bedtime companion, your bore bay, your bore bud, your bore sib, your bore bestie. So I'm just here to keep you company while you drift off. And so it's a little bit different. I'm your companion to distract you from whatever's keeping you awake. So it's a podcast you don't listen to. It's a sleep podcast. It doesn't put you to sleep, and it never gets, it barely gets to any points. Also, it doesn't really work in the first few times you use it. So if you're still with me here after that pitch, I mean, I do have a sandal brain. So that is that anything like a horseshoe crab? Do you think there's any like a? Do you think there's a place at the Sandals Resorts or the Club Meds that we could observe horseshoe crabs at a distance? Also, here's a question. Do you think a horseshoe crab and an armadillo would be friends? Well, that's the best. That's probably the best thing I've ever heard in the podcast intro ever. You're probably, wow, I don't know, but I'd like to think they would be. They could, they'd have a lot of stuff to relate about, right? Right, but they'd also have things that, like, and I think there's a metaphor there because they're both soft. They say, well, both, you know, we're both really soft on the inside, just like all of us are. But you say, what's it like having an exoskeleton? They say, I don't know. What's it like having a shell and a, like, whatever the, and whatever's not, a, you know, an internal one? You know, well, it's got its ins and outs, if you know what I'm saying. You say, was that a pun? What's it like having that? We both have tails, but they're much different. So, okay, well, how do we get to that point? Oh, I was just wondering if that was something, maybe that could be a musical at one of the resorts. Maybe it could be, but I got to get back to the new listener. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, podcasts you barely need to listen to. A couple other things to know if you're new. One is the structure of the show is very different too. So let me tell you about that really quick. If I can, but I'm never very quick. Show starts off with a greeting. Wait, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. So ideally you feel welcome and seen and you say, well, this could be a safe place for me. I'll have to see. But at least my initial skepticism, I'll check it out and see how it goes. So that's the greeting. Then there's business. And that's just how we're able to bring this podcast twice a week, over 900 episodes, so far I've been able to make because of the people, because of the business that keeps the show going. Then there's like the intro. Now the intro throws a lot of people off that are new because it's like around 12 to 20 minutes long of me rambling. But you could see what happens. I try to do that. Welcome to the podcast. Put you to sleep, but take your mind off of stuff. You're welcome here. Give it a few tries, structure the show. But then I think about, you know, then I have different parts of my brain that say, hey, come over here. Let's look at these. And then one, I mean, here's the thing. You're with me. I probably took your mind off stuff just by thinking about how nice would it be if an armadillo and a horseshoe crab were friends? And I'd say, what if they were best friends too? Yeah. And they say, well, let's go under here. Let's go. What is it? And they say, maybe they would learn about each other. They say, well, what do you eat? And then the armadillo may say, are you familiar with grubs? And the horseshoe crab would say, are you familiar with, the grubs of the sea? And they'd say, no. And then they probably would sing A Whole New World or something like that. But so that's what the intro is me going off topic as I introduce a podcast. That's what it is for new listeners. Now, my regular listeners, what up? And now you've never heard me pair up an armadillo and a horseshoe crab before, but I've definitely talked about either one of those in by themselves. But so for the regular listener, the intro is part of a lot, like 80, 90% of, I don't know, what did I say? 2% of listeners skip the intro. But so for a lot of listeners, they either fall asleep during the intro or it's part of their wind down routine, whether they start it before they get in bed or after they're in bed. It eases you into bedtime. That's why the intro is 12 to 20 minutes long, is to get you away from the day and just to help you unwind. So whether you start the show before you get in bed or after, and that's why so many people listen to the intros during the day, like when they need a break at work or when they need to focus at work, but they need a mild distraction. So that's why the intro is so long. It's just me going off topic for your benefit. If it's something I'm good at, you know, you say, what was that poem about footsteps and armadillos and horseshoe crabs? And it said the longest set of footsteps ever was me following those. I said I'd follow you two forever just to see what you talk about and what you do. Those were my footsteps behind you, listening in and observing. But it would only be on the wall of the horseshoe crab and the armadillo, watching you with both interest and envy as you walked along the beach. I walked behind you. And then when you two told me to carry you, I said, Armadillo, I don't know you that. You two are best friends. Figure it out. I got to go. So that's the intro. Then there's business. Then there's a story. Tonight it'll be a crossover episode with We Fix Space Junk, a serialized fiction podcast that I love and the creators I love. We'll do a tribute kind of episode of their first two episodes. And then there's some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. The only other thing you really need to know is that the reason I make this show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place of respite, a place where you can unwind, get comfortable and drift off. And that's what I'm here to provide is a place for that. And the reason I want to is because you deserve a good night's sleep and because I've been there. You deserve a good night's sleep and your world and our world will be a better place if you get the rest you need. And I know how it feels, tossing, turning mind. I mean, obviously, you say, wait a second. This all started from wanting to know more about some TV-based resorts. And, but then you say, well, what a wonderful thing. We made two friends in there. So why not take those? Talk about the path. You say, the path never taken. You say, well, but if that was an option path, I think we could all agree, or most of us, because I realize it's for some people, armadillos or horseshoe crabs, you might say, no, I'd prefer them to stay out of my safe place. We say, okay, well, they will. Don't worry. But for a lot of people, you say, wait a second, I could follow a horseshoe crab. That's our resort. It's called wearing sandals while you follow a horseshoe. You just follow them and you listen in. They talk about stuff. It's a dream come true. So that's it. That's why, I mean, I guess like that's the structure of the show. That's why I make the show. And I really appreciate you checking the show out. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive. And I want to help you fall asleep. So thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring you this podcast twice a week. Thanks, everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine, schedule, whatever it is. So it could be things on your mind you're thinking about from the past, present, or future. You know, those things that just pop in your head at inconvenient times. How about this? I just thought of this because you know what pop and lock is? Like, that's a style. Like, I guess it's, I don't know if it's a dance move or a dance style. Because you could use, it can't just be, it's more than just a move because you can, it's a, oh, I almost had the right word, which I'm sure it's a very simple vocabulary, technique. I think it's a technique. But you say, well, what if it's, well, you say, what's pop and lock? And I say, well, I don't exactly, I say, it's not the robot. You know it when you see it. But what I was really going to say is like thoughts just pop in your head. Like, what if, here's an, just a tech, this is another technique. Take a technique and build a technique with it. Because sometimes when I'm trying to go to bed, thoughts just pop in my head. And I was just thinking, what if we made those thoughts pop and lock or do any sort of like dance moves you find entertaining but difficult to do on your own, like pop and lock, break dance. It could be anything. But so you picture that in your mind. You say, oh, boy, spilling milk on yourself when you had a suit on or something, you say. Okay, that's not a memory I need to think about. I'm going to bed. But you say, okay, well, if the part of my brain, the representative image of that, the person, not the part, not the memory, you could picture yourself doing that. It'd be pretty cool. There's another technique we just found. If you do spill something on yourself, just start to dance right after it. Like in a way you say, well, I just spilled something. That's what I do when I spill something on myself. I dance, it's a dance of acceptance of my imperfection. Being imperfect makes me want to dance. Some part of my brain said, so do you dance all of the time? And I'd say, well, I'd strive to, like, honestly, within me. But I was going to say, what if the part of me that's that popped that memory into my brain, not necessarily the memory of me spilling milk on myself when I'm wearing a suit. Actually, the last time, I'll get back to it, but the last time I was in a suit, I was at a family function, and then after the family function, this is about 18 months, no, I don't know, it was 2019. After the family function, and I'm pretty sure this is what happened, there's a buffet, you know, with baked ziti was one of the things in the buffet. And I didn't notice this till it was really embarrassing. So at some point, one of three things happened. While I was eating some baked ziti, it dropped into my lap. And then maybe I ground it into my lap area, if you know what I'm saying. It was still clearly baked ziti. So that's one of the things that could happen. But I don't think that happened because I don't eat. If there's a buffet with baked ziti, I don't think I would eat enough. Like, I'm usually not eating a lot of baked ziti. If you're new, don't worry. I'll get back to you. This is an early tangent. You're in for a treat. But so I don't think that happened. So the other two things that could happen is one, I walked, just like Icarus, some reason my lower extremities like bumped up against some ziti, and they say, if you can't laugh at that, what can you laugh at? So that's the other possibility. But the third thing is what I think really happened is I gave a hug. I knew one of the people that was running the buffet. And so I gave her a hug. I said, holy cow, can you take a break? And so maybe there was ziti on their apron. And it got onto my lap area. Now, after that, which even if it was a hug, it was when I was getting ready to leave, but not when I left. So I probably still saw 12 to 20 members of my family and said goodbye to them with a groin full of ziti. Also, that'll be a book or an album I'll put out one day. I don't know, like a lap full, ZD, you're right. Let's just go, you know, let's leave it subtextual. You're right. Just two different, yeah, you're right, a lap full of ZD. I think David Sedaris already wrote that. That was like a, probably in a, so that's probably not, that's probably how I got to do a groin full of ZD. And then we had to go, so we left this buffet. Then we had to go, we went to a Walgreens to pick something up. Then we went from to an Aldi, an Aldi's or Aldi's, so however you say that, to pick something up. We went from buffet, and then we still had to go again for like a coffee, and we had to bring something to the coffee. So we went to Aldi's to get that. And at some point when I was in the Aldi's, when either my brother said it to me or I noticed that I had a groin or a lap full of ZD. Like covered, like not just like, huh, is that ZD or is that, you know, it was like, there was like pieces of ZD and ricotta, it didn't look like embarrassing. It looked like I like still had, it was like, there was some sort of, magnet. I had ZD magnetism. It gets even better. I guess you say, oh boy, you got a magnetic thing going there with your ZD. So if I would have noticed that, at the time I just said, oh, well, like that kind of stinks because I only wear a suit like once every 3 years. And I wasn't planning on cleaning the suit for until 3 years from now. So now I have to figure, and now that I just realized that my suit is still in my closet with the ZD on it. And so what was that? What was my point there? We got to get that suit cleaned. Because it's the only suit I own, too. Wonder how 18 months of ZD will do in there if it's really ground in. I don't know if I'll be able to shout it out. Oh, my point was, though, what if I had pop and locked right there in Aldi's? So just started dancing or doing jazz hands, whatever it is. Dancing knees or, you know, hip, you know, Shakira, doing the Shakira hip thing. Or something, some pop culture reference that people actually would recognize, which would take that dance move, I'd say. I don't even know, because people don't do, like, even the dances I'm kind of aware, like, some TikTok dance. That TikTok dance where you put your hand above your head while you drop your knees to your ankles so your butt touches your heels. I'd like to be good at, I should have done that one. That's at the end of one of those TikToks from 2019. So my point is, hey, let me hear whatever's keeping you awake, thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, any of those things. I'm here to take your mind off of that. I think maybe that tangent may have, holy tangential. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, which we went from a pointless meander to a superfluous tangent. Just then, I'm going to go off topic, clearly, all to take your mind off stuff while you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, a couple things to know. And it's a little late. I'll agree with you there. One, this podcast does not work for everybody, and it's not everybody's cup of tea. But for the people it works for, it takes two or three tries. So one thing to know is give it two or three tries. The other thing is that this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It's a podcast you're barely present for, and you don't have to give it very, very much attention. So you say, okay, well, I wasn't even aware, like ideally say, I don't even know what Scoots was talking about. Something about, he was baking ZD, or he invented a dance called the baked ZD. But it was really just that, like, I think, or maybe he said if he could invent a dance, he wouldn't invent a dance called the baked ZD, because he said, well, I don't know. And then he said, maybe I would, he goes, I don't think I would do a dance just called the ZD. He said, but maybe the ZD, he could do a dance where you're doing a Z and then a D. And so I don't know, that would be what you'd remember about this podcast in the morning if you're a regular listener. Now, if you're new, just kind of consume that podcast, like see if you could have a looser hold on this podcast. Just barely pay attention to me. So that's one thing to know. The second thing to know is that, what is the second thing? Oh, it's not really here to put you to sleep either. I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. And I have give you plenty of time to drift off. The reason the shows are about an hour is so you could drift off at your leisure. There's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour. And if you can't sleep, I'll be here to the very end. I'll be here telling you a bedtime story, whether you're awake or asleep. So it's a podcast you don't need to listen to. It doesn't really put you to sleep, just keeps you company. Ideally, I become your boar bae, your boar friend, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar cuz. So those are things you need to know. The other thing is for new listeners is the structure of the show can throw people off. Show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. So you know you're seen and welcome here. That's how I just start to invite you into the safe place that I'm trying in an imperfect way to create. Then there's business. That's how we're able to bring you a podcast twice a week on a regular basis is the sponsors and the people that support the sponsors. And that's like a few minutes. Then there's an intro. The intro is around 12 to 20 minutes long, and it's me rambling, going off topic, as you saw, with two goals. One, to put, well, a couple goals. One, to introduce new people to the podcast and give you a general idea of what to expect, which is nonsense and tangents. Two is to put you to sleep, really, or to try to help you unwind if you become a regular listener. Because regular listeners, like 2% of regular listeners skip ahead to 20 minutes and start the show there. So everyone else starts the show and listens kind of through, but people listen through in a different way. Some people start playing it before they get into bed as they start to unwind or lightly read or doodle or do any yarn or what is that other stuff called? Thread-based activities, maybe some, you know, maybe you're modeling clay. Maybe you're modeling clay like I am. Maybe that's my TikTok outfit. I say, oh boy, I'm modeling clay. I'm wearing it as a, you know, clay-based outfit. I think if I was going to, I don't know if terracotta is actually a clay, but that seems very breathable. So that would probably be the one I'd be most interested in if I have a choice. But I guess maybe some softer clay on the inside. Though, of course, I'll have a lap full of ricotta, so that helps too. So the intro, so some listeners fall asleep during the intro, but a lot of listeners are either getting ready for bed or they're getting in bed and I'm easing you into bedtime. So for the regular listener, what up, regular listeners? You're not regular to me. Believe me, you're super special. So I get to come up with another term for that, but you listen on a regular basis. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to call you a regular listener. You know what I meant. My boar bays, my boar cousins, my boar sibs, my boar besties, my boar bris. Those of you that dance the ZD and the ZD with me. You know what I was talking about. I don't. But so it eases everybody into bedtime, takes your mind off of stuff. So you could kind of fall asleep and get some distance from the day. So that's what the intro does. And some new listeners say, why does it go on and on and on? Or why don't you get to the point? Or are you just talking about business or something? I say, no, I'm talking about something, but with a whole lot of nothing. And using ZD as a metaphor, you say, okay, I mean, ZD is the big, the thick round ones, right? Maybe penne, like a ziti is like a giant penne. Is that, am I on the right track? And some of the, if you baked ziti, is it like a tomato sauce with ricotta cheese? I mean, maybe I'm wrong. And some people could say, like, if you came from a place where you say, like, if you were paying for the buffet and you weren't familiar with ziti, and let's just say you were paying, instead of paying, like you say, well, a dish is each $20, and you weren't paying by pound, you say, well, at our buffet, we do charge by the cubic foot. And you say, well, I don't want ziti because it's a whole lot of nothing. And you say, well, no, it's not. It's ricotta, it's pasta, it's tomato sauce. Very popular because it fits a lot of different eating types, and we use a non-dairy ricotta here. You know, gluten-free pasta. So you see, but it's like if I'm paying by the cubic foot, I want something denser. Can you crush the ziti down? You see, aren't you in the middle of an intro for a sleep podcast? I say, you're right. Thank you. Thanks. You're worth your weight in cubic feet, if you don't mind me saying. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? That's great. Anyway, just leave the ziti. I'll have one crushed and one non-crushed ziti, please. Oh, you put it in my lap. Thank you so much. Oh, sorry, that was a part of my brain. So just see how it goes. See how the intro goes. The other things you need to know is I make this show because I've been there and I know how it feels, tossing and turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. So I just want to help you get a good night's sleep because you deserve a good night's sleep. The world and your world and our world will be a better place if you get the sleep you need. So that's why I make the show, is so you can get some rest. And now the podcast does not work for everybody. So just kind of see how it goes. It's free to listen to. So give it a couple tries and see how it goes. And I hope it helps you. I really appreciate you coming by and checking this podcast out. I work very hard. Oh, what else? The structure of the show. Sorry. After the intro is business. Some part of my brain just told me. Then it'll be our ongoing episodically modular series, Odder Things. And then some thank yous at the end. That's what I wanted to just tell you that. So thank you so much for checking the show out. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive. I really want to help you fall asleep. And thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring you this podcast twice a week. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be thoughts you're thinking about, so things on your mind, thoughts, feelings, so anything emotional coming up for you, like from the past, present, or future, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature, routine, you know, like what about like RUDE, I don't know if I've used that word. That's a very hard word to use at the beginning of a sleep podcast. You know, I just thought of it when I mispronounce routine, it almost sounds like routine. So maybe we'll come back to that. But if you've dealt with any of that today at any point or in the past, and sometimes it can come up like you say, well, that was when I was 14, but I'm still feeling a little miffed about it. Then some part of your brain, while you're trying to fall asleep, paradoxically would say, well, I don't know if you should be miffed. And you say, okay, so are you getting miffed at me for being miffed about that, about back then? Yes, I am. Oh, great. So whatever's keeping you awake, could be thoughts, feelings, could be physical sensations, whatever you're experiencing, I'm here to take your mind off of that. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky are my dulcet tones. Creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders. Definitely my meanders will be rounded, curved. You see, well, it doesn't look curved to me, Scoots. It looks like a bit like a knotted rope that hasn't been. I say, well, yeah, creaky dulcet tones and pointless meanders become. Could there be a cacophony of a knotted rope? Yeah, knotted and bundled. You got it. But whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'd like to distract you from that. So if you're new, a couple things to know right up front. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. So glad to have you here. As you know, this part will be familiar and unexpected at the same time. But if you're new, a few things to know. One, for most people that get to this podcast, some people it instantly clicks for, but for in the high 90% of people, they get to it. And you could approach this podcast with a little bit of skepticism or doubt or, you know, just unsure. You're like, I don't know what's going on here. And that's very understandable. So I want to let you know that your skepticism or doubt is justified. As someone that does have trouble sleeping, I've dealt with it too. You say, well, is this is really supposed to help me fall asleep. So one, if you're skeptical or doubtful, you'll probably remain that way, to be honest. It's my job to earn your trust, but it does take, according to 90% of listeners, two or three tries to get used to this podcast. And I guess I would say that's asking a lot, but the podcast is free. And if you're already having trouble falling asleep, just give it a few tries. Try it for 3 nights. Sleep with me, the 3-night try. Give it a try for 3 nights and then see how it goes. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, right? So that's one thing. Give it a few tries. The other thing is that this is a podcast you barely listen to. So if you're patiently waiting for the story to start or for me to get to the sleepy stuff, we're already knee-deep in sleepy stuff and pointless meanders, and I'll eventually not get very far. So kind of listen like a little bit out of focus and in a relaxed way and just see how it goes. But almost don't pay me any mind. As my Nana always says, particularly right when I get on stage to start a speech or I start a stream or I start recording, she says, don't pay him any mind. And I say, okay. And she says, well, I'm just trying to help and take the pressure off you. And I say, Nana, could you sit down? Everyone else is a guest. You know, I'm trying to. And she said, this is just your imagination. And I say, oh, thanks for doing that before I go out on stage or before I start the stream, Nana, to do that. Like, is it? She goes, yep. She goes, that way, if you're already on the ground, you have, this is another famous thing Nana said, if you're already on the ground, there's nowhere to fall. And I said, wow, Nana. And she said, so if you're prone, you know, you can't, you know, there's no, no, you know, and I say, huh, prone and alone, something else, you know, lessons I learned from my internal Nana. I only learned prone, like, I mean, I knew what that word meant, but it's more in my usage now because I've been learning to be a DM, which is like a person that runs a role-playing game in my personal life. I'm sorry, new listener, went off. I was saying that you don't need to listen to me, and this show is full of pointless meanders. So I think I got that part pointed out. It only took me 6 minutes. So that's one thing. You don't need to listen to this podcast. Also, this podcast really isn't here to put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company as you fall asleep. And the good news is that's why the shows are about an hour, is to keep you company no matter how long it takes. And if you can't sleep or you wake up or you need a break during the day, I'm here for you. I'll be here to the very end of this episode. So those are a few other things I wanted to point out to you because they're really important to me that you know them. So what else is there? Oh, boy, I already got mixed up. So I'm here to keep you company as you drift off. Then structure the show also can throw new listeners off naturally. Our show is very structured, but it does look like a ball of knotted rope and yarn. You see, it's that rope, yarn, string, and fishing line. And I'd say, yep, it is. All together. One big bundle of meanders. But structurally, the show starts out with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary. And in this particular episode, trees and multiforms. Then there's business. So the business is what enables us to bring you the podcast to millions of people every month, twice a week. Then there's an intro. The intro is what particularly throws people off because I think sometimes people think that the business rolls into the intro, but the intro is really the bulk of the first third of the show. And it's about 12 to 20 minutes long. Where I kind of, for new listeners, I try to explain what the podcast is. And for regular listeners, it's their symbol or their sign to start getting ready for bed, starting their skincare routine or their wind down routine or their bombing routine or their petting routine or their doodling or their knitting stretching, sitting, or just lying in bed and getting comfortable, the intro provides a chance to provide something familiar, but something that's a little bit different every time, to slowly let you wind down and drift away and get some separation from everything else. So that's the intro. Then between the intro and the episode is some business, and then there'll be the episode. Tonight we'll be talking about Doctor Who. But as I said, you'll be saying Doctor Who after you listen, because it will not be, because actually I've heard from people from the 70s or 80s, and I was a kid of the 80s, and I say, yeah, no, I know that Doctor Who that used to just pop up on TV was not soothing. This is the new Doctor Who. So that's one part of it. The other thing is it really doesn't, I mean, I've covered other stuff too, and it's like very not like the episode. I cover the episode, but mostly the details, or I can't stick to the subject matter. So it should be very soothing and relaxing. And if you're a Doctor Who fan, you say, well, I don't know if I could fall asleep. I'm so riveted by that episode. I say, well, just wait and see. So those are a couple things to know. Then there's some thank yous at the end. So it's a structured show. It's a podcast you don't need to listen to, and no pressure to pay attention, and try if you can not to wait for it to start making sense. Structure, we covered that. And then the other thing is, why do I make this podcast? There's two reasons I make the show. One, you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a safe place of respite and relaxation. And that's why I make the show, because you deserve that. And your world, your life will be in a place where you could slowly start to flourish and when you get some rest. And that means our world will be in a better place. When you have the opportunity to grow and flourish, it just makes everybody's world a better place. So that's one reason. The other reason is I know how it feels, and especially right now, the uninspection, remember I used that term not maybe a year ago, but, the unexpected nature for a lot of us about sleep. You say, well, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to. That's me. I mean, I know how to. I've been doing this 7 years, so I know about bedtime routines and morning routines. And then sometimes it's like comes up and I say, what in the heck? I did everything I did last night and it didn't work. And that's like a mild version of how it feels, right? It doesn't feel even like that. You say, what in the heck? So I know how it feels. And if I can help anybody at all, if I can help you, it would mean a lot to me. Because I've been there. And really, all I really wanted, and this is the behind the scenes or the underpinnings of the show, is my job is really just to be here, talking nonstop in a nonsensical way to say, hey, it really stinks that you can't sleep. I don't know if there's anything specific I can do to change that. But, I'm familiar with how that feels, and I know it's not pleasant. So maybe I could just be here to tell you a story and keep you company, because that doesn't seem like, so that's really my job. It isn't to put you to sleep. It's just to be here for you. And ideally by doing that, you say, well, Scoots is here for me, which is the truth. I'm here for you. You don't have to listen to me. So you say, oh wait, but I don't have to listen to Scoots. And he's not really here. He's coming across the deep, dark night in by bits and whatever, bits and zeros or whatever. So he's not going to leave any crumbs behind did you close both doors? Did you push the thing? You didn't leave any half glass of milk out or anything, did you, Scoots? I say, nope, I just came across, by the magical RSS feed. And you say, so there's I can come to you and I can be there for you and there's no pressure on you. And you could set a sleep timer or you could, turn me on when you wake up. Some people listen all night. The Patreon is a little bit better for all night listening. It's almost just really hard to figure out a way to make an all night podcast only that's sustainable. But some people make it work. I know a lot of people do listen all night. Some people start an episode and then listen to it over the course of a week. Whatever, however works for you over long term is great. But I want you to know that my real job is just to be here to keep you company, to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie. Just to be a simple presence that says, you know what, that seems like it stinks. I could talk about some goofy stuff for a little while and get mixed up and tell you about my Nana and then tell you about this Doctor Who episode I watched. If that might help, I don't know, but I'll be here to keep you company. And if you want to fall asleep at any point, don't worry about it. I'll just be here for you. So that really is a job I am honored to do. That's why I laughed, because it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. That's what makes it even more wonderful. So I think that's it. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you checking the show out. If this is your first time, like I said, give it a few tries and see how it goes. If it doesn't work, I'm sorry. It just doesn't work for everybody. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. You can check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/no thank you. But yeah, I appreciate your time. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. Thanks again for coming by, or thanks to, you know, for being here night after night. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring you this podcast for free twice a week. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way. But these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. if you need support at supercast.com, and good night.